Hello, everyone, and welcome to Clarissa Burt Talks here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. You know, it has been one of my lifelong dreams to have a radio show of my own, and here I am doing it. So I am thrilled to be able to offer this demo to you so that you can listen to some of the last 4 months of my life and some of the most extraordinary, inspirational, motivational, thoughtful, and caring people that I had the privilege to meet.
And that is why I have asked Chris LaLanne to be our
Everybody
guest.
Everybody knows who Dr. John Gray is. Hello there, Dr. John.
Hi.
We are so pleased to welcome John Augustine.
And they are Carl Van Senden and his beautiful wife, Marsha. I came to find out about Sheriff Joe at the time. We don't even have to. I think we've already done the show. We just haven't had our much fun.
Absolutely.
You know, there's something wrong here. Now I know what happened to the energy in our show.
Best us. Hello, Christopher Hopkins.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
To introduce Sonny Diamond to you. Sonny interviewing Debbie Allen. Hi, Debbie.
Hi there.
How are you? And his name is Steve Brown. Are you there?
I am here.
We need to do more
you
of this.
Are a
you know
handsome
that?
Man. What a handsome couple, let me tell you. Yeah, and beauty is as beauty does. And if you're doing something with it that's extraordinary and helping the world, as I know you are, and I want to hear all about it, so go ahead.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Clarissa Burt Talks, inspiring conversations about personal journeys, lifestyles, tips, and stories in her exploration of the beauty in life. And now, here's the woman behind the microphone, Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa Burt here at Clarissa Burt Talks, and we have a lady that I am so excited. She flew all the way in from Pennsylvania to be with me, and I'm so thrilled and honored. I'm so glad to introduce Sonny Diamond to you. Sonny Diamond is, well, you know, she's got more boards of directors and board of trustees, and you are just a super dynamo, and you've done all kinds of things. You're an on-camera talent. You've been a journalist. What is it that you haven't done that you want to do? First
well,
off,
be on your show.
Well, and thank you, darling.
Now my list is complete.
You're very sweet to say that. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.
But tell me, I mean, what is it? Communication coach do? We know what publicists do. Networking expert. Okay, I think I know that. An author, media relations specialist. Okay, give me an idea. Give us all a rundown as to what that really means.
Well, it is a big ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
It's a long bio.
Yes.
And what I did, and I encourage a lot of people to do this, is I play to my strengths, which you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And your strength is communicating with people, mm-hmm. Making the connection. And getting the word out.
Right.
What I do is I...
You know, we were talking about, we're here talking to Sheriff Joe, and before we went to break, we were talking about so many different things. I know you've got a couple of different programs that are really, it's really great that you establish. There's the Hard Knocks High. So they know you as, you know, the toughest sheriff in the world, I would like to say. It's not in America, but in the world, and I think you would agree with me on that. But there's also an extremely compassionate side, and I don't know if people really understand or see that as much. And I don't know if you do that on purpose, because... I mean, I know you're compassionate.
Well, I publicize my drug prevention program, all our religious programs, the only high school under a sheriff. I call it our Knox High. I do that all the time.
Hard
Nobody
Knox
prints
High.
It.
Right. Well, that's
okay.
What I want to talk about it. I
Nobody
want to talk about it.
No.
Well, I understand you get more national and international press and you get local press.
Well, I've
What's
been
that
on,
all about?
I've been on about.
You were asked along the way, somewhere along the way, to be governor.
Twice I could have been the governor. But I always joke I can lock the governor up, but when I want to be the governor, I get more press anyway than the governor gets. Think the governor, anybody knows her overseas? Right?
No, of course not.
So, but I don't do this job for the meeting, for the press.
Okay, everybody, we are back with John St. Augustine. And when you heard the first segment, you heard about an extraordinary life and quite an uncommon life, I would venture to say. And John has a book, Living an Uncommon Life. You obviously, at a certain point in your life, John, something went awry, something went wrong. But what was it that had brought you to the point you were at such a low place that sure. you became like a common day Forrest Gump?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I've heard the Forrest Gump thing a few times. Absolutely. Myself and two gentlemen walked from Upper Michigan to Chicago, and that in itself is a whole other show. But amazing lessons, amazing things happen.
That's right. Power thoughts, how did they come about? About 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000. It happened because I had too much to say and not enough time.
How can you come up with 3,000
well,
positive things
is,
to say?
What's
good
sad
God.
Is, what's sad is if I've only had 3,000 thoughts since 1999 that are good, that's bad. But it was right before Y2K. You remember? Everybody's going bonkers.
Buy the water, boat, you know,
exactly.
bomb shelters.
And world's coming to an end.
Hey, everybody, we're just having too much fun. I mean, you know, we shouldn't have to get paid to work and have so much fun. It's just, it's amazing what we're doing here with Carl and Marsha Van Senden, and we're talking about wines. Okay, so here's another thing I wanted to pass by you is a little quote by Napoleon Bonaparte, and he said this, "In victory, you deserve champagne. In defeat, you need it.
Oh, don't you love it? I just love it.
Did you know that in Napoleon's troops, when they would win a battle, the women would run along beside them and hand up bottles of champagne to them. They'd take their sabers and just
right off with the cork or even the top of the bottle.
Took off the entire top of the bottle with their sabers and they would drink it.
You see? Mm-hmm. You knew that.
Yeah, I did.
How did you know that?
Because I do it.
The book again, 10-year comeback, Christopher Hopkins, everybody. This is absolutely what you're going to want to do, is to run out and get this book so you'll know more about how to look best and be your best. And we were hoping that we would finish these last 2 minutes with a song.
Oh, forget it.
I'll sing with you.
What are you going to sing?
I don't know. What?
All of you is going to pull something out?
Don't be pulling anything out. Just tell me.
There's so many more talents
okay, so
you don't know about.
What's your favorite?
Okay. I know what I can sing. There's a song, what I talk about, and it goes, when it all comes true, just the way you planned, it's funny, but the bells don't ring, it's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hands, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing, it's a quiet thing. Very quiet thing.
There. Goosebumps!
There was our little spiritual.
Will you marry me?
Oh, sure!
That was fabulous.
Okay, everybody, we're back to Dr. Don Gray, and we just learned a really huge lesson Dr. Gray didn't weigh, and that was women back off a little bit and give the guy some breathing room, because he really is trying sometimes, and even if something doesn't seem as though it's going as planned, the intention was in the right place.
That's right, and everybody gets it the wrong way, and they twist it around. It's like, literally, you've got a garden filled with diamonds, and everybody keeps walking over it. Women have that capacity, and what you just said is absolutely brilliant.
Hello, Jack. That's so kind of you to say all those wonderful things. Thank you so much. Oh, I can remember Uncle Jack back in the day on TV doing calisthenics, and I was 5 and doing them right along with him.
I spent a lot of time on the floor with your mother.
I did spend a lot of time on the floor with my mother because I was working.
Friend.
Thank you, Jack.
Keep up the good work you're doing. You're helping millions of people to help themselves.
Thank you so much.
I said if there are more people like you, it would be a better world.
Dearest listener, I really do hope that you've enjoyed this compilation of some of the radio shows that I've done in these last months. I have so enjoyed myself and listening to some inspiring, motivational stories from people, and the beauty that comes from within them. Through hardship came strength, through pain came knowing, and you know, really therein does lie the beauty in life, and people being able to open up their hearts, their heads, and their lives to us has made Clarissa Burt Talks the radio show that it is today. Thank you for listening, and remember, beauty is as beauty does. So go ahead out today and do something beautiful for someone. It's a bittersweet.